So we talk a lot about COVID, and I think we lose sight of the fact that the medical miracle that we're all experiencing is the vaccines. If we didn't have vaccines in the last 18 months, Omicron would be a whole lot different story. But on the subject of medical miracles, how about this one? You always hear stories about how difficult it is to find an organ and an organ match. But for the first time, a doctor and a team of doctors have transplanted a pig heart, the heart of a pig, into a man with critical illness. And it's been successful. And the man who operated on the 57-year-old man, the patient's name is David Bennett, is a professor of transplant surgery at the University of Maryland, Dr. Bartley Griffith. And he joins us now. Dr. Griffith, first of all, what a pleasure to have you. A pig heart transplanted into a human. First, let's just talk about the first. This is the first time this has ever been done. What happened?
Well, hi, Evan. Nice to reach out and talk to you a little bit today. What happened? What do you mean? What happened?
How long has this been in the making? When the guy needs a heart, and you say we're going to go for it with a pig heart, as opposed to other kinds of heart transplants.
Sure. Well, this particular situation occurred because we've been involved in researching the use of an animal heart for a human for more than, 20 years. My partner in this, who was recruited to the University of Maryland 5 years ago, where I first began the process, he had been working on this for 15 years at the NIH and even before. And in earnest, we've been working for the last 5 years to figure out, how we could evaluate these hearts in a subhuman model, a primate, if you wish, that would react a little bit immunologically like a human. And we had reached a point where, we had some pretty good outcomes that were pretty reliable, and we began to talk to ourselves about, well, it's time now for a human trial. And so the sponsor for the trial would be the company that makes this gene-edited pig. That company's name is Revivicor, and they're in Blacksburg, Virginia. Revivicor is in the process with us of petitioning the FDA for a traditional trial, which would introduce their heart, which is considered, interestingly, a drug, to humans, and that will require what's called a multi-center trial using a traditional investigational new drug evaluation.
So let me just slow down. So there's a company that literally does genetic modification, gene editing a pig, and to do what? To make the heart acceptable to a human?
Yeah. Yep. Over the past 15 or 20 years, there've been some pretty smart people at this wheel who have recognized different aspects of why a foreign animal's heart or other organ would reject in a human. And so the idea is to try to humanize, to the extent possible, the pig, so that those things that we recognize immediately as being foreign are eliminated. And those things that humans have that the pig doesn't, that we need to maintain our blood flow, like control our blood clotting, if you wish, they can be added.
So you get this. How did this guy agree to it? Like, why didn't he say, look, doc, go for it, but I'd like a human heart. I don't want to be the first guy to get a pig heart.
Yes. And of course, most of us would prefer a human heart because we have excellent outcomes that are very predictable.
Right.
But he did not qualify. Our criteria for acceptance into a human heart recipient candidacy are fairly restrictive, and that's not based in any way to be punitive, but simply, we try to balance best outcomes for the precious resource, and we know that this particular individual had some aspects of his medical history that would put him in a higher risk.
So this is the only option he had. So he said, I'm going to die So why don't you give it a shot? Is that so? You know, okay, I get that.
Yeah, basically, you know, we presented it to him. He preferred to have a human heart, but that was not made available to him. And so we tried to be sure. A lot of the time we spent with him, about 2 weeks in the windup period, we really tried to be sure he understood, you know, what he was consenting for.
So how did it go? I know I'm rushing you along, Dr. Griffith. This is so incredible, though. So you got, how long did it take, and what's happened?
The surgery's gone well. The patient, after having been on an artificial heart-lung machine for 50 days, is free of that, finally. And the new heart, on his fifth post-operative day, it looks to be working pretty darn well. We haven't seen any acute rejection. And as a consequence, you know, we've got a thumbs up kind of attitude around here.
Holy mackinac. That must have been remarkable. So now you've got a human being living on this genetically modified pig heart. The implications of this are massive, doctor. If he survives or the outcome's good, what are the implications?
Well, it would reset how we think about transplanting organs, right? If we had shelf available organs that worked well and provided quality long-term survival, nobody would have to be refused a heart for, you know, for reasons of not enough resource. And I just think it would change the prognosis for lots and lots of people. I mean, imagine having an organ basically on demand.
An organ on demand. And then I guess what you do is you'd be breeding human organs in animals. And has that ever been done? Like, do we ever do that for any other organ?
They wouldn't be human organs. They would be humanized.
Humanized. No, but that's what I mean. Organs for humans, I guess. But do we do that for any, like, do we take organs from animals for any outside of a heart? Is that, or is this the first?
Well, we've used pancreas tissue from a pig in not a large number of patients, but some. But this would be quite different. How many genes do you think a pig has?
Don't put me on this. Are you giving me a genetic pig test on air here? I don't know.
Yep.
Go for it.
Yep.
Go for it. I'm going to leave that one to you, Doc.
We changed 10. How many do you think we left unchanged?
10 million.
Well, that's a little high. 100,000.
100,000. Okay.
So we changed 10 of 100,000 genes. So what could possibly go wrong, right?
So, Doc, just in the last minute I've got, I want to keep having you on back. So do you have another patient you're going to do this on, or is David Bennett, the 57-year-old, your first? Do you have anyone else lined up?
I think we're going to be very cautious. The FDA gave us permission for David, and as an emergency to save his life. And we have not thought about the next step in that regard. It will be very restrictive, I'm sure, going forward.
Right. Well,
because
it's a medical breakthrough. And Dr. Bartley Griffiths, listen, I really appreciate, we're talking about a medical miracle and I'm giving you 7 minutes. I'm sorry about that. What a remarkable moment. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate sharing this with the Canadian population. Thank you, sir.